Before we dive into today's topic, I want to give just a quick shout out to last week's episode. If you hadn't had a chance to listen yet, you're in for a treat. I shared a pretty personal story from my college days that I often don't talk about. And based on the feedback that I've received, many of you enjoyed listening to that story. Please share with a friend. I'll tell you a little bit more about that right now. The story was all about a moment when I had to choose between my integrity and a chance at a life-changing opportunity. So let me tell you, it was not an easy decision. I was broke, struggling to pay for school, and this was my ticket out, but there was a catch. It's a story about integrity, perseverance, the power of standing by your values, and how sometimes the right choice isn't always the obvious one. So if you're facing a tough decision right now, or if you've ever wondered whether integrity really pays off in the long run, I think you'll find that episode really hits home. So if you missed it, go back, give it a listen. It is episode 152, and I promise that it will be well worth your time. Who knows? It might change the way that you approach the next big decision in your life.
As an engineering leader, you know firsthand that achieving work-life balance can be hard. Many business owners struggle with the balance between their personal lives and their work. This leads to stress and a feeling of regret. But that's not the case for the listeners of the Engineer Your Success podcast with Dr. James Bryant. This podcast provides tools, tips, and techniques to help you achieve success both in business and in life. Tune in. Let's engineer your success today.
Welcome to the Engineer Your Success podcast. I'm your host, Dr. James Bryant, here to guide you in designing and living the life where you are winning at work and at home, and I hope that you are having a fantastic week. Getting into today's episode, we're going to dive into another pivotal moment in my life, but this was early in my career. This is a story that I believe will resonate with many of you. So have you ever stood at a career crossroads, weighing a decision that could change everything? Well, if so, buckle up, because that's exactly where our story begins. So here was the dilemma. The year was 2001. I had just earned my PhD from Virginia Tech, and I landed what seemed to be my dream job in a private operation and maintenance contractor that was headquartered in Richmond, Virginia. My role was dynamic and challenging. I found myself supporting projects across the country, from Oklahoma to Alaska to Texas to Virginia. Then came what I would say my big break. I was assigned as a project engineer to our Washington, D.C. project. So picture this. I'm a young engineer with a company vehicle. I'm managing projects. I'm interacting with major clients in our nation's capital. Life was good. And my career was on an upward trajectory. But here's where things get a little interesting. Just before my DC assignment, I had started dating someone special, a woman that I'd been waiting for my whole life. The timing wasn't perfect. But when is timing ever perfect when it comes to matters of your heart? She lived here in Richmond, Virginia, where we live now, but she lived in Richmond, Virginia, a good 2 hours south of DC. And so while she was open to moving, her heart was really set on staying close to home, close to her family, close to her mother, just close to all that she's known. And we decided to give a long distance relationship a try. But as things got more serious, we did face that crucial decision. Where will we build our life together? So after much discussion and prayer, we eventually decided that we were going to settle down in the Richmond, Virginia area. So that sounds pretty simple, right? Well, not quite. I found myself at a major crossroads. My career was blossoming, right? This was really what I wanted to do. I was there in Washington, D.C. And while my heart was tugging me back to Richmond to be closer to the woman that I loved, the woman that was going to be my future wife, it was really one of those classic cases of personal life and professional aspirations seemingly being in conflict, where we're living in this tension between what's going to be best for my career in what's going to be best for my overall life. So I ask you a question. How would you handle a situation where your personal life and your professional goals seem to be pulling you in opposite directions? What would you prioritize? And more importantly, is there a way where you can actually align both? So that leads us closer to this next part, which is decision. So I searched for jobs in the Richmond area and I hit a wall. None of those positions could match the salary that I was making, especially when you factor in the perks like a company car. And here's the complicated things from a career perspective. I hadn't yet obtained my professional engineering license, so that really limited my options even further. But then there was an opportunity that came up with the Virginia Transportation Research Council. It aligned perfectly with one of my interests, and that was really the practical application of research. I was always and still am more of a hands-on, application-oriented type engineer. But there was a catch with this position, and that was the salary was significantly lower than what I was making. So I'm at this crossroads. On one hand, I wanted to start my life with my future wife. On the other hand, I was facing a substantial pay cut. And just let me be honest with you. At that time, a lot of my identity was tied up in my salary. I equated my value with the amount of money that I made. So does this resonate with any of you? Because I found that my value was tied up in my salary. And if the salary was going to be lower, my value was lower. And that goes into just self-confidence, thinking about what I was going to achieve. But after I thought about it and really did some soul searching, I did decide to take the job. It did mean commuting from Richmond to Charlottesville every day in my own vehicle. Remember, I said I had a company car before, so now we have more expenses, more wear and tear on the car. But I made a crucial decision, and that was this. I was going to leverage this opportunity to achieve one of my other long-term goals. And so when we think about this struggle that I was having, so every morning as I started my commute, I reminded myself that one of my goals was obtaining my professional engineering license. I had immersed myself in projects that could help me reach that objective, and the organization supported me in every way possible to be able to help me reach that goal. But I also got involved in national level research projects, and I was constantly seeking to provide value to everyone in the organization, from the central office to the district offices. I thought it was my role to essentially position myself as a solution from a research perspective to some of the problems that they were facing. And no, it wasn't easy. There were moments of doubts and times when I questioned my decision, newly married. Now I have a thought about my level of value, but I really kept pushing forward and focusing on that bigger picture. So listen, I want you to pause for a moment and think about a time when you've had to struggle through a difficult period in your career. How did you stay motivated? What was it that kept you going? For me, it was the continued thought or ability that I was building up my skills and preparing or laying a foundation for my future success. So I was about a year in this role at the Research Council. And guess what? I passed my professional engineering license exam. That was really cool, really excited about that. And the organization had a stand-in policy. I don't know if it was a stand-in policy or an understanding that there would be some type of pay increase when you received your professional engineering license. And so I was in line for an increase based on getting the PE. But there also was a job that opened up in VDOT's central office in the maintenance division. And they, because of the role that I played in looking to provide value throughout the organization, that value was recognized. The efforts of me building up my career and building up my skills to offer service was recognized, where I was strongly encouraged to apply for this position in the maintenance division. Look, I had my newly acquired PE, the experience I've gained over that year. So I see, not only did I get the job, but because I was a change, it was a change in role and the boost for the PE, it worked out to be about a 20% raise. And listen, here's the best part. The office was like 15 minutes from my house. There was a time where my wife and I were able to commute in to work together. So just to continue to strengthen our relationship as well, it was really cool. But that's just like, the story doesn't end there. That decision to take that pay cut and focus on the development of my skills, it really laid the foundation for the remainder of my corporate career. Through a series of promotions and strategic moves between organizations, my salary had doubled within 4 years of making that initial decision. It's almost hard to believe looking back, but that moment in choosing a long-term growth strategy over a short-term gain really set off a chain reaction of opportunities. I went from taking a significant pay cut to doubling my original salary in just a few years. It's a testament really to the power of strategic planning for your career and the willingness that you have to invest in yourself. This journey really taught me several invaluable lessons, but sometimes what looks like a step backwards is actually a run up to a giant leap forward. By focusing on skill development and positioning myself for growth, I opened up doors that I didn't even know existed. Here are a few takeaways. Number one, sometimes taking a step back can set you up for a massive leap forward. Number two, focus on developing your skills and adding value, even if it means a short-term financial sacrifice. Number three, think long-term. Your decisions today shape your opportunities for tomorrow. Number four, don't let your salary define your worth or identity. Interestingly, research supports this approach. A study published in the Harvard Business Review found that professionals who made lateral career moves for the sake of personal growth often ended up more satisfied and successful in the long run. So if you're facing a similar crossroad, what I want you to is remember this. It's not always about the immediate payoff. Sometimes it's about positioning yourself for your future success. Here's a challenge for you this week. Take some time this week to reflect on your career goals. Are you in a position that allows you to grow and develop crucial skills? If not, what steps can you take to change that? I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. You can share your own career transition stories on social media. You can use the hashtag #EngineerYourSuccess, or better yet, you can use the link in the show notes to record your own story so that we can include it in an upcoming episode of the Engineer Your Success podcast. I want you to remember that your career is a marathon and not a sprint. I want you to keep engineering your success so that you can win at work and at home. And I'm going to end this podcast like I end every podcast episode, and that's this. Many people know what to do. Fewer people know how to do it. And there is a select group of people that actually follow through and do it. And I want you to be part of that select few. This is Dr. James Bryant, your guide to winning at work and at home. And I want you to be great this week. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Engineer Your Success with Dr. James Bryant. Do me a favor and subscribe to the podcast. Leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player. Many people know what to do. Fewer people know how to do it, and a small fraction of people actually do it. I believe that you can have success both in business and in life, and it's my passion to guide you on your path to engineering your success. Thanks.